This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure to revise Colorado's workplace harassment laws has been introduced in the state house. CPR's Benta Berkland says the bill would eliminate a requirement that harassment be severe or pervasive in order to bring a legal claim.
Advocates for the change say the current law is decades old and doesn't take into account what's inappropriate in the workplace today. Democratic Senator Faith Winter is the bill's main sponsor.
This is a standard that is creating workplaces that are very uncomfortable for a lot of people.
Business groups argue the language would be too nebulous and could make employers liable for even a single instance of less significant harassment. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's largest compost company says it can't handle contaminated waste from the Front Range. CPR Sam Brash reports that is leading to new restrictions.
A1 Organics serves Denver, Boulder, Arvada, and other cities. As those communities have expanded their composting programs, the company has seen more contamination. Everything from glass bottles to plastic bags to dog toys. To ease any confusion, it's now changing its list of acceptable items. Paper products are out, so no more coffee filters and pizza boxes. Compostable foodware is also banned, so no supposedly biodegradable forks, plates, or cups. Only lawn waste and food scraps are allowed. Private and municipal waste haulers say they'll follow those rules and will educate their customers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The head of Denver International Airport may be closer to leading the FAA. Phil Washington's nomination has been delayed for months, but he got a Senate confirmation hearing this week where he talked about his decades-long career.
The safety of the traveling public will remain my top priority, as it has been for me leading the third largest airport in the world, two large transit agencies, and men and women in uniform.
Washington once ran Metro Denver's RTD and the Los Angeles transit system. The Denver area has a sunny day, highs in the 40s, and a chance for snow tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.